Your station for the Oaks Tornadoes and state wrestling coverage. This is Dakota Country Sports with Jason Metko.
A Border War basketball doubleheader tonight in Oaks. The boys and girls basketball teams of Oaks High will welcome Britt and Hecla, South Dakota, to the South Gym this evening. The girls and boys of Oaks still looking for their first wins of the year. The girls are 0-1. The boys are 0-3. We're on the air tonight around 5:45 with a pregame report. The girls tip at 6, and the boys to follow right here on KDDR and the website of NewsDakota.com. The Timberwolves ran into a buzzsaw last night, and that buzzsaw was Glenn Big Baby Davis. He scores 28. Although Kevin Love had another double-double, 23 and 15, but it's the Magic who beat the Wolves 102-93. Love with his fifth 20-point, 10-rebound game of the year, and he's only played in 12 games, coming off that busted thumb injury. Wolves are now 12-10. They will stay in Florida, lucky them. They'll be in Miami this evening to go against the Heat. Tip scheduled for 7:30 local time, which would be 6:30 our time this evening. Congratulations going out to Jim Boeheim, the head coach of Syracuse men's basketball. He earns his 900th win last night as Syracuse takes down Detroit 72-68. Boeheim is now in pretty illustrious company. Only two other coaches have done what Jim Boeheim has done. Those would be Mike Krzyzewski and a guy named Bob Knight. And also congratulations going out to North Dakota State University football head coach Craig Ball. He has been named the FCS Coach of the Year. More sports anytime. Check the website, newsdakota.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Dakota with a sports update. I'm Jason Metko.